The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do, Mr. Rose?
We make sure we take the time and energy to give the people what they want.
The Suns remain red hot. We have some Boogie Cousins news and much more, but we start with the game that kept me up way past my bedtime. The Wizards and Lakers went to overtime, and Bradley Beal took over. Little step in the lane right there. He hit a crazy reverse. Look where he jumped from. Jalen, what do you think about these Wizards all of a sudden?
Representing the Lou to the fullest. Big shout to Bradley Beal, leading the league in scoring and doing it in all facets. You saw him do it from three. You saw him doing an amazing reverse. And then the most important thing is you saw him do it in overtime. And I appreciate his demeanor this entire season as he's navigated the team's turbulence. And all of a sudden now Russ has gotten back healthy, because I remember watching an interview of Russ earlier in the season, Jacoby, where he was talking about basically feeling like he's playing on one leg. And so now all of a sudden they have their dynamic backcourt in tow. In these last five games, they have been giving teams the flux off the dribble.
Absolutely. In these last five games, they've played really well. And a lot of it has to do with that man right there, Russell Westbrook. You look at that. 2-14 with Westbrook before this win streak. And now they've had five in a row with Westbrook. It did not hurt that the Lakers could not keep them out of the paint. They had 66 paint points. But Jalen, there's something going on, especially with this fourth overtime game for the Lakers. LeBron James is third in the NBA in minutes played. Coming into the season with the short offseason, I was thinking, you know what? There'd be some load management. He was going to take it easy, focus on a playoff run. Not the case. How much concern is it that he's taking on so much load early in the season?
So much of a concern, Jacoby. I'm going to throw a theory out there that actually may become commonplace. You may look at the bottom of the ticker and see Woj tweet this. And by the way, big shout to Woj. He gave me a terrific going home present to represent my mom. And Jacoby, don't be surprised when all of the players participating in All-Star Weekend don't go to the league and say, okay, we understand we're off from the 5th to the 10th, but can we be off from the 5th through the 14th, which would be the following weekend after the All-Star festivities, to create a longer break? And so when you ask me about LeBron's load, he played every game this season. He only had 71 days off after the Lakers won the championship. And I know his love for the game and his consistency throughout his career has been outstanding. And I'm now glad he also has embraced this role of not being a fan of load management. And in doing that, I know personally he wants to send a message to the media and to the fans, to the other people in the league, and as a parent, probably to his kids, that he shows up every day for work and he doesn't take days off. And in doing that, he's going to wear himself down. LeBron James looked tired in that basketball game.
Yeah, he did.
When you shoot the basketball and it hit the side of the rim and it go out of bounds, he did that on the left side of the rim. He did it on the right side of the rim. That's fatigue. That's exactly what that is. And Hachimura did a really good job defending him. But again, LeBron James, we both know, will not keep up this level of minutes and still be as productive as he needs to be come playoff time. They will find a way to scale it back.
The Phoenix Suns, low-key, no one's really noticed, have won 9 of 10 games. The latest was Dame and the Blazers. Booker had 34 points. Ayton contributed. What has been the key to this little streak for them?
The number one key is Monty Williams. See, when you're trying to build through the draft, and this is why Mark Jackson should be on a coaching staff of an elite team right now leading the squad. This is why Mark Jackson should be a head coach in the league, because the Golden State Warriors were built through the draft, just like the Phoenix Suns. Yeah, you add CP3. Yeah, you add Crowder. But the core of their team, Bridges, Johnson, Ayton, Booker, those are draft picks. You need a coaching staff. And shout out to my little brother, Willie Green, who's also on Monty's staff, doing a terrific job of developing those guys. So now, when they ball the way they did in the bubble, you can go get Chris Paul. And so when you make that move, they're now the fourth best record in the entire NBA. So big shout to their entire situation. James Jones as the general manager, as well as Monty Williams and his player development, and then what we're seeing out on the floor from the team.
Jalen, I have tomorrow night circled on my calendar, because I'm going to have to stay up late again to watch the Lakers, because they will be taking on the Jazz. The Jazz who made light work of my LaMelo Ball and the Hornets. Jalen, what did the Jazz do last night to the Hornets?
See, this is what I'm trying to tell you guys about the Utah Jazz. You know the speed that the Kansas City Chiefs have when you're watching NFL football on Sundays? Well, that's how the Jazz rain threes in the current landscape of the NBA. They have multiple players shooting over 40%, and they can get hot with the best of them. So much so, their bench alone, Ingles, Clarkson, made 19 threes in the basketball game, Jacoby.
Wild. It's wild.
They made 19 threes in the basketball game. They have a superstar points. In Donovan Mitchell that's a go-to guy. And by the way, I'm going to point out something really funny that happened in the game, because I'll be watching extremely close. Dominique Wilkins was a hot flyer, but he always jumped off 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
For those that didn't know, 50-inch vertical. Never really seen Dominique dunk off one leg. Yesterday, I seen Donovan Mitchell dunk off one leg. I ain't never really seen him do that. I just got to point that out, because normally he goes in there.
He did something else that we need to look at, too, because you know how James Harden be doing that, like, double step back three? Watch Donovan Mitchell here. Okay. Like, I don't know if that's what do we call that? Crab dribble? Gather step? Like, one, two, three, pivot again. You know what? When you got it going, that's how it looks. And I'm glad you brought out the balance of this team, because look at how many players they had in double figures last night. Like, there's so many, we could barely fit them all on the screen. Everybody's contributing. Donovan Mitchell's their leader with 23, but then you get 21 from Ingles. You get 21 from Niang. You get 20 from Clarkson. This is not one of those teams that's built on one or two pillar player scores and then a bunch of role players. Any one of these seven can score 20 at least on any given night. And now, Jalen, that brings us to some very important news that matters. Jalen, I remember a decade ago when you and I went into the booth for the first time to record a podcast. One black guy, one white guy, just trying to meet in the middle every single week. Well, now we've got some new competition, Mr. Rose. It has been announced that there's a new odd couple, Barack Obama and the boss, Bruce Springsteen, announced a new podcast. Jalen, what do you think about this pairing?
All I know is this, and I hope somebody has this ready for me. That's a failed test. That's a failed test. That's what this podcast is. A failed test. Put it back up there again, please, Tommy. Tanner, Reggie, whoever, Demetrius, put it up there again and again and again. Can you just imagine, Jacoby, the kind of fun they're having? And the kind of treats that they may be exposed to, that they get a chance to enjoy and sit in front of microphones and just talk like we do.
They're just like us. Alive. They're not going to have a plan. They're just going to be like, hey, Bruce, what's up? It's like, hey, Barry, what's up? What do you want to talk about? I don't know. You know, they're just old and they're rich and they're famous. And then, you know what? We're going to talk about whatever we want and we're going to get the biggest audience. And I can't wait till we're that old doing the same thing. Big shout to my guy, Lefty Barry Obama, and the boss, Bruce Springsteen. Jalen, we have so much more to get to. And one of those things is something that we rarely talk about. Dak Prescott News. news. Jalen, we have huge news about Dak Prescott. Oh, wait. No, we don't. It's ESPN, so we have to talk about him anyway. But stay tuned. We have much more, too.
Band in the USA.
Lift every voice.
Tampa's William Golston donated $225,000 to the Moffitt Cancer Center to support cancer research.
The reason being is my father passed, my mom has fought breast cancer. In the process with my father, it was a lot of lack of information, and Moffitt came up with the program, and I definitely wanted to do more research.
Golston's gift to the Moffitt George Edgecombe Society will help eliminate disparities among underserved communities.
Coming to you live from the Seaport District in New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen Jacoby. Jalen, I don't know why we do this every day, but for some reason, we allow you to decide what we discuss in the segment.
Tang.
I'll keep it moving.
Tang.
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep moving, and we start with an update. I'm Dak Prescott. Keep moving, hit the brakes.
America's team. Born in the USA.
Don't do that.
Born in the USA.
Keep it moving.
Not signing Dak is going to be expensive, Jerry Jones. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Cam Newton is confident that he will find a starting job in the NFL. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
We'll talk about this topic when he actually signs with the team. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Thunder lost to the Heat. Big win for the Heat. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this one.
Friend of the show, Duncan Robinson, had 22. What else did you like from the Heat?
I love the fact that the Heat are just getting healthy. And also, they've unlocked Kendrick Nunn again. Last season, he was a breakout star. Dealt with some issues in his family. And all of a sudden, Tyler Hero started playing great and his minutes evaporated. Well, now he's playing quality minutes. And I'm here to tell you guys, the Eastern Conference playoffs will be outstanding this year. And yes, we're talking about the Nets and the Sixers and the Celtics. And rightfully so. They're terrific teams. But I'm going to give you two teams that's going to be there to upset the apple cart in the East. The Indiana Pacers, especially if Caris LeVert returns, and the Miami Heat. Because they still have Bam, they still have Jimmy.
I would be surprised if the Nets, Sixers, Celtics, and Bucks all made the second round. That's a good point from you. Jalen, we have an update on one of our favorite players in the NBA, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this one.
The Rockets and Cousins look to be parting ways shortly. What's the impact of that?
The impact of that is this. He's still an extremely talented player, and he's a free agent. So therefore, treat it like a stock. If you're a team, you got a chance to buy low. This is your chance on DeMarcus Cousins. And there's so many teams around the league that should be considering doing this. Stay tuned.
We have some rumors about the unicorn, Kristaps Porzingis. Keep moving.
Hit the brakes on this one.
There's some rumors, just some little dabbles and dribbles here and there, that perhaps the Mavs are just evaluating the market for the unicorn. What do you think?
I think they're just trying to light a fire under him to play well consistently. And that's things that teams do also, because it works both ways when you put out there that a guy's going to get traded. Because if it's James Harden, he'd be like, great. If Deshaun Watson, he'd be like, great. But Kristaps Porzingis, I think he and Luka have the kind of kinship where they plan to play together for a really long time. So let's see if this inspires him to go out and play a lot better.
The Timberwolves announced their new head coach, Chris Finch. Keep him moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this one.
So Finch was an assistant with Toronto, and he is now the head coach of the Timberwolves. However, David Vanderpool was right there in the organization and was not given the head coaching job. What does Vanderpool do now?
Well, he's going to have to leave now. He's going to end up with another team. And don't be surprised if it happens during this season, like 3-2-1 at the bottom of the ticker. But I don't appreciate how the Wolves handled this situation. Of course, it's your right to fire your head coach. But we all know it's unethical in a lot of ways to, in the next breath, announce who you're hiring. That lets us clearly know that this was always in the works. And probably since Flip Saunders did so much for the organization, Ryan probably knew it was happening and therefore wasn't a surprise to him when it finally took place. And lastly, I want to say, we need more diversity as head coaches in the NBA. Come on now.
David Vanderpool was right there. He was right there. All you had to do was make him the interim coach, give him the rest of the season to prove that he has it or does not, and then you can make a move in the offseason. Moving on, Vanessa Bryant has weighed in on the
Hit the brakes.
Lyrics about Kobe. She put up an Instagram post explaining how it hurt her. Jalen, Meek has since responded and apologized and said he spoke to her directly. What do you think about this saga?
It's what I know. And remember, I'm going to use two words, three words. I told you. The next day when those lyrics were announced and acknowledged, we came on this show and we also talked about Meek tweeting and not showing any signs of regret. And I told you, he's not only going to apologize, but don't be surprised if and when that verse is actually removed from Lil Baby's song, because I'm pretty sure Lil Baby, an untouchable up and coming superstar in the league, guess what he don't need? Any drama that he didn't create.
Albert Pujols' wife might have hinted at his
hit the brakes
on Instagram. We'll hit the brakes on this. She put up a long Instagram post, and at the beginning of it said, this is not an announcement of his retirement, but then went on to sort of make it sound like this would be his last year as it is the last year of his contract. Do you think this is the last we'll see of Pujols?
Pujols is an OG, and as married men, you know this. She's the pulse of the household. And she gave us the off-wax commentary. This is the pillow talk. This is what happens in the kitchen. And her IG fingers, just she couldn't help it. She just so excited.
Couldn't help it.
She gonna get her babe back at the house.
Yeah, baseball players don't be around a lot. She's excited to have him around all 7 days a week. Shout out to that power couple. Moving on. Jalen, I have some statue news. Keep it moving.
Hit the brakes.
Fernando Tatis Jr. just signed a huge deal to stay with the Padres and said he wants not one, not two, but maybe three statues. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
We're going to hit the brakes on this one. And the one thing I'll say about him, he's an amazing franchise-changing player. But I'm the foremost authority on statues. And here's what I'll say. He's going to get a statue in San Diego. He will. I believe he's that good. But him saying maybe one, two, or three reminds me of, how about the great athletes that have statues in college and in the league? Like Magic, like Larry Bird, Shaq. Dudes that got statues in college and in the league.
Yep. I believe he was talking
Jerry
about the
West.
Third statue. He was telling Tony Gwynn Jr. that he wanted one next to him. And Jalen,
we
have some Taco Bell news. Keep it moving.
Stop at Taco Bell for some Mexican Nathan. Hit the brakes.
Jalen, do you remember we ended up talking about chicken sandwiches on this show seemingly every week for 6 months? Well, now Taco Bell is late to the party. They want to get into the chicken sandwich game competition. Would you eat a chicken sandwich from Taco Bell?
I'm not rolling. And I'm not the guy that feels like, oh, McDonald's shouldn't have wings or the steak place shouldn't, you know, have chicken. Like, I'm not necessarily that person. However, Taco Bell is such a niche audience and menu. It just seems like chicken sandwich don't flow with it. It seems like
there's so many other things on the menu that I would order before the chicken sandwich. Like, if I'm power ranking Taco Bell orders, chicken sandwich is like 27th on the list. Love me a Mexi Melt. When we come back, Jalen Rose has a unique perspective on the Pittman Wentz jersey number drama. You don't want to miss that. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Lakers games on ESPN. Wednesday against the Jazz, Friday against the Blazers, Sunday against the Warriors. Watch all those on ESPN. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, sometimes we need you to tell us how things really work. Take us behind the curtain. Michael Pittman Jr. is a receiver for the Colts. He wears number 11. Carson Wentz is the new quarterback for the Colts, also wears number 11. Typically, a deal is made when something like that happens, but Pittman Jr. says no deal will be made. Jalen, you've been in this exact situation. How does it normally work?
I'm an expert at this, and I'm going to make it quick. So when I got traded from Chicago to Toronto, Michael Bradley had number 5, so I negotiated $10,000 to him in order to get my number 5. But what he didn't realize, he wasn't getting it all at once. So every now and then, you get 500 one month, you get 1,000 the next month. Yeah, we're going to get it over the whole season. I didn't say I was going to give it to you all at once. But here's the other thing about Chris Godwin. When Tom Brady came to the Bucs, you know, he gave up that number. And this is a wide receiver. So this actually tells me that Pittman don't think Wentz is all that. It's one thing if, like, he wasn't a receiver, but, like, this is his starting quarterback. And he told him no.
Don't you want to be in the good graces of the starting quarterback? Like, if you're a receiver, he controls how much you get the football. Like, I'll pay you to take my jersey number, for real. You did Michael Bradley wrong. Give them 10 G's all at once, Jalen Rose. We will be back tomorrow on ESPN2. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast where we have exclusive content. You got to give the people.